Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. The cost of just about everything has gone up. And for a lot of people, this causes a great deal of stress, right? So what can you do if your finances are taking a toll on your physical and your mental health? Patrick Enns is president of Capital One Canada. He's here to talk to us about financial self-care and how to put it into practice. Patrick, welcome.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
What do you mean when you use this phrase, financial self-care?
Yeah, when we say financial self-care, we're talking about the process of reevaluating your relationship with money, and you know, everything that you might think that goes into that, from thinking about your savings, your spending, budgeting, all that sort of stuff. It's the financial equivalent of, you know, physical well-being.
Yeah, there are those who might hope that your definition included some retail therapy or something like that, but it does not, as currently defined.
Not directly, no, Bruce.
No, okay, all right. So what would some examples be in practical terms? So, yep, got it, love the metaphor, think it's genius. What are some things that a human would actually go about doing?
Well, let's go back to why you do it for a second. I think you opened up with why this is important, but just to put emphasis on that, you know, personal finances and inflation are recognized by Canadians today as the leading cause of stress. And obviously, stress impacts our overall mental and overall well-being. So the sort of actions you want to take when thinking about your financial well-being should ultimately be things that reduce your financial levels of stress. And so that could be different, Bruce, as you could imagine, for different people, which is, you know, why I didn't rule out your exact right. example, because I do think it is different for each person, although that may not be the one that I would personally do for myself.
If this were mental health self-care, there might be a level of insight and, introspection that would be a part of self-care in that realm. How does that insight and introspection connect to personal finances? And I ask because one of the things that I always recommend people do is know your credit score so that, you know, your understanding about, how lenders see you and all that. But just the nature of that kind of question can be triggering for people who know that number is not good.
Right. And I can imagine that if Bruce, you said to me, hey, Patrick, you really got to know your credit score. And I'm like, hey, I don't know it, but I know it's not good. Mm. That doesn't mean that ignoring it will help it get better. So I think that's why you make the push, right, Bruce? And you know, for me personally, when I think about my own financial self-care and well-being, the thing I'm thinking about most is, do I have the money that I need to have to live the life that I want to live? You know, can I afford to be putting my kids into their after-school program, you know, and going to Taekwondo on the weekend? Those are the things that I'm thinking through in that moment. And the act of doing that for me actually reduces my stress load. Even though I know for some, that may not be true.
Right. They're adding up the Taekwondo and the kids' activities and thinking, this is terrible. Why did I even have kids in the first place?
Right. But if you go back to reality for a second, that stress is under the surface somewhere. So it's impacting you in some way. And so you might have to, you know, go down a little bit before you can go up. But I do think actually addressing the problem using your credit score analogy, becoming aware of what your credit score is or your financial situation is, does give you the opportunity to take some actions, you know, in the right direction.
What help would you recommend people seek out when it comes to financial self-care? And I ask because, and we're going to, you know, people may tire of this metaphor here, but if you think about physical or mental health self-care, there are humans out there who provide support in the way of therapy, massage, a personal trainer, a running club. They don't have to cost a lot of money, but there are other humans who can walk this path with you. How does that work with finances?
I certainly advocate for both. I advocate for both doing things on your own to educate yourself. Taking your credit score analogy as an example, there are companies out there that offer you free access to that. Capital One happens to be one of those. You know, and at the same time, there's been a bit of a stigma over the years about talking about personal finances and money, which means we may not even be talking to the people that we, you know, love and trust with other, you know, important issues. And I think just getting over that hurdle and starting to talk to some of the people that you already trust can help point you in the right direction of, you know, whether that be different resources or experts that can help people unravel their situation.
For those who are in committed relationships, married or otherwise, what would the topics be that would be top of the pops for you in terms of financial self-care as it relates to that primary relationship?
Well, so I'm married. I can certainly comment on what comes up most often. It often comes down to attention of priorities, right? The reality that the vast majority of people are living in, and I'm sure the vast majority of your listeners are living in, is that there are more things we want in life than we can necessarily afford in the moment. And we need to prioritize what those things are that we want to have. So those are healthy conversations, and there's a lot of healthy tension in that. And I think in working through that, you can, again, kind of reduce your stress levels as you come to more agreement, better alignment on what it is that matters most to you and your family.
If there was one call to action that you were to offer our listeners in this area of financial self-care, one action they could take, what would it be?
The most powerful thing that I think people can have in their personal financial situation is having that backup savings fund. And I'd also like to acknowledge that in this moment, it might be the hardest time to start building some capacity against that. So if you don't have it yet, the one thing that I would encourage people to do is find a way to carve out something from their budget, however small it might be, to start building it. Because when we get into these scenarios where inflation is rising or there's more uncertainty in the economy, just having some of that backing, I think, makes a world of difference in both your financial situation and your overall mental health and well-being.
Yeah. Very practical. And I think that's a really, really great place to leave it. Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.
Patrick Enns, president of Capital One Canada. We were talking about financial self-care. Boy, Canadians sure do need it these days with all the financial stresses people face, but there are practical ways that you can improve your level of financial self-care. You just got to put your eye on that.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.